Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Motivate My Life. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and today we're going to talk about the topic is, are you ready to jumpstart your business? And what exactly does that mean? We're going to talk about the new Entrepreneur Training Academy that was launched through Murphy Life Coaching about 3 months ago. And also, we'll have the opportunity at some point on the next couple of shows for some of our participants to call in and talk about their experience regarding the Entrepreneur Training Academy and what they actually took away from the Entrepreneur Training Academy. So, and asking, are you ready to jumpstart your business? That is a prominent question for a lot of you to kind of actually sit and ask yourself, what is holding you back? Why are you stuck? How would you get unstuck from jump starting your business? And that's where the Entrepreneur Training Academy comes in. What it does, it is designed to teach the aspiring entrepreneur all of the tools and resources needed and required to jumpstart a new business. So what does that include exactly? Well, some of the things in the Entrepreneur Training Academy that you will learn is funding your business, how to fund your startup, where would you get money from to fund your business? If you can't get money from a traditional bank, how would you get that revenue to jumpstart your business? You're going to talk about marketing your business, creating a meaningful brand, as well as monetizing your message. How do you build your customer base? Where do you even go and start to get your customers from? How do you continuously manage the current customers that you have to make them repeat customers? We're going to also talk about managing your business, getting to the core of business, the inside scoop. You have to be educated as much as possible on the business that you are building because you have to believe in the product or the service that you are selling. And if you do not believe in that product or service that you're selling, how can you sell it to someone else that will? Business growth and development, move from customer satisfaction to customer loyalty. So, again, we'll go back to that place where how do you get those customers and how do you get those customers to continuously to be repeat customers as well as refer your product and services to other companies, other individuals to gain a new customer base. How do you even build a customer base? We'll talk about the power of email marketing. How do you build your database for email marketing? Where do you get people to go and subscribe to be able to build a database so you can send out a email blast, so to speak, to all of your customers about any type of deals that you're running, any discounts that you're giving, coupons and things of that nature. We're going to talk about human resources. When would you actually need a human resources expert to step in and kind of guide you to make sure your business is within compliance, along with when will you be able to bring that person on board? And we'll also let you know where you can go and get employees and interns and things of that nature to be able to help you run your business smoothly. As we do know, at some point, As an entrepreneur, you won't be able to do multiple roles and continuously grow your business and build your empire. From the corporate world to entrepreneurship, when do you make the transition? How do you continuously to pursue your passion while getting your paycheck from your 9-to-5? And, you know, I know a lot of you ask yourself, or you tell yourself, rather, I am never going to be able to get to this comfortable place and leave my 9-to-5 job. Well, we'll talk about strategies that need to be in place, setting goals, which is really important to be able to leave your 9-to-5. Because, of course, the ultimate goal is to become a full-time entrepreneur. And I know our 9-to-5 job is our nest egg. I mean, that's how we eat. You know, that's how we feed our families. So how is it that I can leave this cushion and pursue my passion? Well, you know, we're going to talk about leaping out on faith, overcoming fear, overcoming your obstacles to start that business. how do you get out of that circle that you continuously go in, and how does that door get open for you to take that leap of faith, and when is the right timing to do so? How to become a successful consultant. Of course, you're going to have to consult some, depending on what type of business you have, but a lot of your businesses is going to require for you to be able to be a consultant. Your roadmap to coaching and consulting is pretty much a few of the other things that we'll talk about. Nonprofit. How many of you out there trying to start that nonprofit and you're trying to find out how do you get funding for a nonprofit? You know, how do you get sponsorship for a nonprofit? How do you even do fundraisers and things of that nature? And what do you need? What are the key components that you actually need to be able to grow that nonprofit as well? And we are going to also talk about my own personal marketing plan that actually worked for me, that made me six figures my very first year in business, and some of the business's do's and don'ts. There will also be a guest entrepreneur that would join us to talk about her personal experiences in becoming a multi-million dollar company, but starting from her kitchen table, and all in a matter of 14 months. So there you have it, the Entrepreneur Training Academy. The new class starts tonight, Tuesday, February 3rd, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a three-day live intense webinar for all of my aspiring entrepreneurs, and also for those of you that are currently entrepreneurs and you're still kind of going around in circles and you can't get that business off the ground. Please join us for future shows because, again, we will have a lot of our participants come on as a guest and or call in and let you know about their experience for the Entrepreneur Training Academy so you can kind of get some insight on what you will take away from this actual learning development to get your business jump-started and stop the procrastination. This is what I want you to ask yourself. What is holding you back? Those are some things right now that I would like for you to just take a few moments and think about. What is actually holding you back? If a lot of you, I can almost guess, is going to say, well, I need my money and I have to continuously to pay my bills. But you have to say yes to your yearning. You don't know at this moment what you would do or how you would do it, but just acknowledge your inner voice that's been nudging you to venture into this world of entrepreneurship and write yes on a piece of paper. And you say, yes, I accept my yearning. On the biggest piece of paper you can find, post it on your wall, remind yourself that you are moving forward. And when you get up every day, this is what I want you to say, yes to your yearning. It took me 2 years to write down those five words. But once I did, I began to see possibility of being my own boss. You have to put it in writing. It's very important. Some other things that you can do to overcome fear of starting your new business. Start a journal. Use it daily. I have a few journals now because I, over the past 8 years of being an entrepreneur, I've kind of went through journals. However, they are a good reference to go back. Write those ideas on paper. When you start to think about things that you want to do with your business, and it's Tuesday evening and a great thought or idea pops in your head, I promise you, by Wednesday morning, you will not remember what that great idea is. So that journal is good for that as well. You write down your goals. Write down your feelings and whatever is going on in your life. Keeping that journal will help you get to know yourself better, and you'll see your progress when you look back. My journal was especially helpful to me when I was scared and could read about times when I felt confident. It is one of the best investments you can make. So go pick that journal up today if you do not have one. Write down your goals. As we know, studies reveal that people who write down their goals are 5 times more likely to achieve them. So if you don't write the goals down, you don't set a timeline to meet them, then you don't have anything to look forward to achieve. When would you like to start your business? When would you like to leave your job? How much money would you like to have saved? Set goals and work towards achieving them. Now, if you get to that point and and time has passed and you haven't met that goal, you set another goal. But you need to have something to look forward to be able to achieve your goal. Visualize your success. How many of you sit sometimes and just daydream about this multi-million dollar empire that you have, and you're sitting at your 9-to-5 job and you're at the desk and you have no interest in what your current job responsibilities and role and position is? Visualize your success. Create a vision of what you desire as an entrepreneur and write it down. In my business counseling experience, the clients who created visions were most likely to experience them. Ask questions. What kind of clients do I want to serve? What type of product do I want to have? Ask yourself all these questions while you're visualizing your success. You want to create and read affirmations. And let me tell you, first time I created my affirmations and I put them on my vision board in my home office. And some of you, just in case you're not clear on what an affirmation is, it's your I am statement. So you are whatever you say you are. My affirmations, some of them included, and I had so many, and I just continuously just added to them. I am fearful. I am calm. I am a millionaire. I am an entrepreneur. I am a motivator. I am determined. It was so many affirmations that I had, and I typed them all up really nicely, and I printed them out, and I stuck them on my vision board, and I lived by those affirmations. I spoke those things into existence. Up until today, I still write down affirmations and I add to that list. And to be able to visualize and look at that every day, that's who I am. And more importantly, do what you love. This helps you to discover and clarify what you want to do as an entrepreneur. But more importantly, what's your gift? That's important. You have to know what is your gift. Because sometimes your passion and your gift may not be equally yoked. And that gift is what's going to actually, what you're going to pick, and you're going to stick with it. Because that's what God has ordained for your life as far as your entrepreneurship. So be careful when you're picking passion, your gift, and is it just a hobby? Do you want to turn it into an entrepreneurship? These are a lot of questions that you definitely need to ask yourself prior to going into entrepreneurship. Do something different every day. Shake up your routine and get used to change. That is so important. You're going to have to get used to change. One of my clients thought that this would be an easy exercise, and then she later told me it took her 3 days just to get up on the other side of the bed. Her little changes helped release her fears and prepare her for starting a business. So her change was, I'm going to get up on the other side of the bed opposed to the side of the bed that I normally get up on, and she struggled with that. So the little changes mean a lot. And more importantly, pursue your dreams continuously on a day-to-day basis and never let anyone tell you what you can't be. Until we talk again, Motivate My Life, with your host, Teresa Murphy. I'll see you next time. And for those of you that have signed up for the Entrepreneur Training Academy, I'll see you in class.